It's traditionally you've been performing lots of weddings. What's a typical romantic song?
In the Agadez album, Tubugun Chusa, The Flower of Beauty, that's, if there is one song to play about love, that's the one.
And how long is a wedding when you perform live?
Around 3-4 hours.
If you could spend a moment with some remarkable people and discover what their life sounds like, what would you ask? Welcome to Are We On Air, an audio encounter. I'm Armand Nafei, and each episode will feature one conversation with an inspiring friend of mine who will share with us the soundtrack to their life. Bonjour, beautiful people, and welcome to the very first episode of this year of Are We On Air? If you've been listening to this pod for a while, you might have heard that I'm really into West African / Sub-Saharan music. I think it's one of the most hypnotic and rawest forms of music that one can experience. And there are various bands and labels and festivals out there dedicated to this music and culture. And one of those labels is called Sahel Sounds, dedicated to sharing their discoveries with all of us. One of their releases is a record that got heavily sampled over the years, which is called Music from Saharan WhatsApp. You see, cell phones play a big role on the African continent when it comes to not only record, but to distribute their music. Hence the title of this compilation being so on point. And one of the bands on the label are a band from the town of Agadez in the country of Niger called Étrons de l'Air. Étrons de l'Air, which translates to the stars of the air, calls Agadez home, a city famous for its music scene, especially with the raw electric guitar sound that also translates to the so-called desert blues. Now, in the Sahara, playing this style of electric guitar isn't just about music, it's a social event. Bands like Étrons de l'Air get hired to play at weddings and baptisms and political events and so forth. So, of course, I had to interview them when I found out that the band was touring the US for the very first time. And I got the chance to meet the guys at the uber hip music venue in East Los Angeles called Zebulon. To not only see them perform live, but also trying to conduct an interview, which was quite challenging with the language barrier going on. But thanks to their tour manager acting as a translator, we got a small glimpse into their story. In my opinion, their soulful sound speaks for itself. We talked about how they got their start playing at traditional weddings and what it's like to play 4-hour-long sets and, of course, what their favorite love songs are. I personally love the desert blues as it transports me not only to another country, but into another world. Its infinite and hypnotic riffs and rhythms are otherworldly. Here, a big thank you to Sahel Sounds and the translator for making it all happen. What a treat that was, and I cannot wait to experience this live in the desert. Anyone wants to join me to a trip to Agadez? Please hit me up. You can watch our backstage interview on YouTube, seeing the guys dressing up in their beautiful traditional outfits and getting ready to hit the stage. Bon, merci, much love, and I'll speak to you soon. So, welcome to Are We On Air, Étrons de l'Air.
Bienvenue, Étrons de l'Air.
C'est un grand honneur pour moi. I love your music.
J'adore votre musique.
It's very spiritual, it's very, goes straight to the heart, to
c'est
the soul.
C'est très spirituel et ça touche le cœur et l'âme.
I'm very happy to be here at Zebulon, here in Los Angeles.
Très content d'être ici à Zebulon, à Los Angeles.
To hear you guys perform in a minute, but before we get to the performance, a couple of questions to discover your soundtrack.
Avant qu'on commence le concert, quelques questions pour vous découvrir.
D'accord. Yeah, how did you guys start for the first time? How did you discover music for yourself?
Comment vous avez démarré dans la musique? Qu'est-ce qui a fait que vous avez commencé la musique?
C'est là, je suis aussi jeune, je suis très jeune. J'avais Abdallah Mbadou, c'est lui le seul guitariste que j'ai parrain dans cet âge. Dans les années 96-97. J'écoute beaucoup sa musique, c'est ça qui m'a poussé à apprendre la guitare.
When I was young, I was listening to an artist called Abdallah, and I really love his music. I was listening a lot, and that pushed me to start learning how to play guitar.
because you guys have been performing since for 25 years, around 23, since 95, as a family as well. So it's a family tradition at this point.
Oui, vous avez commencé la musique il y a plus de 25 ans, ce projet. Bon, peut-être pas directement vous, mais la famille est en de l'air. Donc c'est, ça fait longtemps quoi, que ça a commencé.
Oui, oui. On a commencé, c'est moi, j'ai commencé avec mes grands frères depuis 1995.
I started with my big brother since 1995.
J'avais mon grand frère, il s'appelle Avalikin.
It was my brother called Avalikin. It's through him that I learned guitars.
And how would you describe the sound of your band or your heritage in three songs that we can listen to?
Comment vous décrivez un peu votre musique? Est-ce qu'il y a, par exemple, trois morceaux que vous pouvez nous recommander de votre musique qu'on puisse jouer à la...
Il y a d'autres trois chansons. Il y a la chanson de la fleur de beauté.
Oui, there is three songs. Yeah, there is like one song called Fleur de beauté, Flower of Beauty.
Il y a dans l'album Agadez. On a déjà retraité dans l'album Agadez.
Oh yeah, it's a song that we already recorded in the album, our album called Agadez.
Aussi, il y a une autre aussi, une nouvelle chanson qui n'est pas jusqu'à présent.
And there is a new song that we're going to perform on stage, but it's not released yet. It's going to be the next album called Remesina.
C'est une chanson pour la femme.
And there is one song for women.
C'est pas le chanson de la titre, c'est la femme.
Ah, okay. The title is the women. Women. Yeah. That's the three songs.
So c'est une première ce soir, hein? Yeah, it's traditionally you've been performing lots of weddings. That's a tradition to perform at gatherings, social gatherings, and weddings. What's a typical wedding song that you hear?
Vous jouez souvent et beaucoup essentiellement dans les mariages, dans les événements de mariage. Qu'il y a une chanson en particulier qui est vraiment traditionnelle pour les mariages?
Oui, oui, il y a une chanson spécialement pour les jeunes mariés.
Yeah, we have one special song for the young married.
Tennis Duban. Ça veut dire la jeune mariée.
It's the young married.
And how long is a wedding when you perform live? How long do you have to perform usually?
Combien de temps ça dure quand vous jouez pour un mariage, par exemple, ça le concert dure combien de temps?
Ça dure 3 vers 4 heures.
Around 3-4 hours.
Wow. Okay. There is a, or there was a famous festival in Mali called Festival au Désert. Is there something similar in Niger that I would love to go and visit and see, a festival or a fête that one can attend?
There is a festival, bon, le Festival au Désert au Mali, très célèbre. Est-ce qu'il y a un festival ou des événements culturels de cette ampleur-là au Niger que vous pouvez recommander, car il aimerait bien se rendre au Niger pour voir ce genre d'événements?
Oui, oui, bien sûr, il y a le festival de l'Aïr.
De l'Aïr Festival.
Qui se déroule à Ifruan.
Qui take place in Ifruan.
Ou encore, il y a aussi le Kirsale aussi, à Ingal.
The festival Kirsale in Ingal is an annual fête, like party, for the shipper. It's a traditional shipper festival.
When is that?
I'm taking over the question. Now, let me do the interview finally. So c'est à quelle période de l'année?
C'est en septembre.
Ingal? So it's in September? Every year in September?
Yes, c'est de 20 à 23 ou 25.
End of September, around 20 September, there's a festival of Ingal for the shipper and the festival de l'Aïr.
Le festival de l'Aïr, c'est en février.
In February, festival every year in February.
Well, hopefully I'll go to visit one of them, and they will be performing at both festivals.
J'espère que je pourrai venir à un de ces festivals. Est-ce que vous jouez dans ces festivals, le festival de l'Aïr ou bien le Kirsale?
Non, on n'a jamais joué dans le festival parce que le festival c'est un peu loin.
We never perform in those both festivals. It's quite far from where we live. Vous êtes déjà allé voir, vous? Vous êtes déjà allé en tant que public pour voir ce festival? OK. Yeah, they went there to see, like, to see us as an audience, but I never performed in those festivals.
Well, hopefully soon. The guitar riffs, the electric guitar riffs are very psychedelic and you can really dive deep. But what was the sound in Agadez before the electric guitar, the traditional sound?
Ouais. Le son des guitares, bon, très électrique et tout ça que vous jouez aujourd'hui, mais avant qu'il y ait l'arrivée des guitares électriques, ça ressemble à quoi la musique d'Agadez en ce temps-là, quoi?
Ce temps-là, il n'y a pas beaucoup de guitares électriques.
We used to play with acoustic guitar at that time.
Ce temps-là, il n'y a pas beaucoup de guitares électriques.
There is no electric guitar at that time, so it's like acoustic guitar. Et quoi d'autre? And the calabas drum, you know, in the water.
Fantastic. Well, the last question. What's a typical romantic song? A song about love that we should play.
Est-ce que vous avez une chanson que vous jouez vraiment romantique, quoi? À propos de l'amour, quoi? Une chanson traditionnelle vraiment qui parle de l'amour, quoi?
De notre chanson, c'est presque notre chanson, de toutes les chansons de l'amour.
Most of our song is love song.
Il y a beaucoup de chansons qui parlent d'amour.
There's a lot of songs who speak about love, very romantic songs mainly, in most of the songs.
Which song shall we play for this?
So, il y a quelle chanson qu'il faut joue là? S'il y a une chanson qu'ils doivent jouer de votre répertoire, la chanson d'amour, c'est laquelle? Il faut choisir un titre.
Oui, c'est La Fleur de Beauté.
Ah, Fleur de Beauté.
Ou on appelle
ça Bukunchusa. The Flower of Beauty. Because if there is one song to play about love, that's the one.
Fantastic.
But there's a lot of songs, all the songs who speak about love.
Toured Europe and now the US. What was the craziest thing that you discovered that was new to you?
Or... Après la tournée en Europe, maintenant la tournée en Amérique, c'est quoi les choses que vous avez vues pour la première fois que vous n'avez jamais vues auparavant, qui vous ont vraiment... C'est-à-dire que vraiment, quand vous avez vu ça, voilà.
Oui, il y a beaucoup de choses.
Il faut donner des exemples.
Par exemple, du rida. Il y a des autoroutes qu'on n'a pas de
Yeah, there's a lot of things like in terms of infrastructure, example, like the highway or motorway, the big way, we don't have that. Train, like, c'est plutôt les trucs technologiques, quoi. Les trucs un peu, all the technologic things, the tech, you know. Les centrales là, qu'on a vu là, les centrales solaires et tout ça. We saw a lot of solar central in Arizona on the road. Yeah. And they were like filming it, like were amazed because it's the desert in Arizona. Yeah. So they compared like, to wish to have this kind of things in Niger, I guess.
Bon, c'est un grand plaisir. Merci à vous.
Merci beaucoup à vous.
And I'm looking forward to the show.
Merci. Merci.
thank you for tuning in this week.